I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. I always have to remind myself that Richard Strauss was just a couple of years younger than Mahler and Debussy. They died in their 50s. Strauss lived to be 85, several years past the end of World War II. His father, who was a horn player in the Munich Opera, at first protected him from hearing works by Wagner. Once a friend introduced him to Wagner and Liszt's music, Strauss followed in their footsteps, stretching the size of the orchestra and writing a series of memorable tone poems, Don Juan, Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, Thus Spake Zarathustra, His operas Elektra and Salome were considered modern and shocking in the first decade of the 20th century. Some saw his very popular Der Rosenkavalier and its waltzes as a look backward. Next to works by Schoenberg or Bartok or Stravinsky, many by Strauss sound decidedly more romantic than modern. This is the last of his four last songs, a set he finished the year before he died. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.